Well, we wanted to talk this morning a little bit about harvest safety, as harvest season is, well, in some cases upon us already. Already seeing some corn being cut for silage around the area, but it'll really kick into high gear very, very soon. And with autumn here, or just around the corner, it is time to folks to hit the roads for all kinds of fun stuff. Festivals, pumpkin picking, and of course, fall foliage, but there is that field crop harvest as well that folks need to be aware of. Road safety is an especially important issue as farmers and motorists share the road during the harvest season. Now, the harvest season usually brings a time when there's increases in collisions between farm equipment and other vehicles. Those vehicle collisions are often the result of the speed differential between the slower-moving farm equipment and the passenger cars and trucks on the road. Many times, passenger vehicle drivers just don't have enough time to react if they don't recognize the farm equipment soon enough. So there are some issues. Of course, staying alert is the first one. But when it comes to farmers can take steps to enhance farm machinery visibility. Before you travel out on public roads, just remember to lock brake pedals, adjust the mirrors so you have good vision, make sure all the warning flashers, the lights, and the slow-moving vehicle emblems are in proper operating condition, that they're clean, and that they're easily visible. If they are covered up with dust or dirt, wipe them up before you leave the field so folks can see them. Check the tire inflation pressures. Inflate the tires to the maximum recommended pressure for long-distance travel. When farmers are traveling on the public roads, of course, watch for potholes or other obstacles that could tip the tractor. Listen for cars. Often vehicles will rapidly approach from the rear at 3 to 4 times the speed of the tractor. Stay alert at all times to avoid a serious accident. Don't use cell phones or two-way radios while operating equipment out on the public roads. Keep a constant lookout for pedestrians, animals, mailboxes, steep ditch embankments, and other roadway obstacles. Slow down for sharp curves or when you're going down a hill. Consider using an escort vehicle to follow behind. And be cognizant of high traffic times, usually early mornings and late afternoons. Around here in the rural areas, those high traffic times tend to be when just before school starts and just after school ends at the day. While it often is impossible to avoid operating on the roads during these times, it may be possible to limit some of that road transportation. Also, other recommendations include things like placing that slow-moving vehicle sign mounted point up on the vehicle 2 to 6 feet above the ground and as near to the rear center as possible. And also make sure the tractor has lighting and signage, like for example 2 headlights, at least 1 tail lamp mounted on the left side facing the rear of the tractor, at least 2 amber warning lights visible from front and rear mounted at the same level, at least 42 inches above the ground, at least 2 red reflectors visible from the rear and mounted on either side, amber warning extremity lights visible from front and rear mounted over dual or triple-wheeled vehicles, and the speed identification symbol on high-speed tractors and equipment. Of course, as folks who drive those large pieces of equipment probably are already aware of, they actually have a lot more to look out for than do motorists in vehicles. We don't have to concern ourselves so much with things like mailboxes, what type of shape the shoulder is in, the steep embankments on either side that might be there. In cars and trucks, we don't worry about those so much, but the tractors and the larger vehicles, they've got a lot more to worry about out there. Now, when it comes to the motorists, keep in mind some other safety tips as well as you share the road with that farm equipment this fall. For example, farm machinery does have a legal right to use public roads, just like other motor vehicles. I know sometimes we get a little bit angry when we're perhaps in a hurry and we come along a slow-moving vehicle and we happen to be in an area where there's no passing or it's difficult to get around. But they do have a right to be there, and they do need to be there to get the job done, so we just have to be patient. Also, remember, farm machinery can unexpectedly turn onto a public road from a field or a driveway. Farm machinery, of course, travels slower than the normal traffic, often at speeds of 25 miles per hour or less. Automobile drivers have to quickly identify farm equipment and slow down immediately to help avoid rear-end crashes. Now, farm machinery operators may not be able to see you because the large equipment or a load that they're carrying can block part of their rear view. So remember, if you can't see the driver, well, then the driver can't see you either. So it works two ways. Slow-moving farm machinery traveling less than 25 miles per hour should display a slow-moving vehicle emblem on the back of the equipment, and this is a quickly identifiable sign to other motorists, so look for those. A machinery that is half on the road and half on the shoulder may also suddenly move completely onto the road. And again, if they come along something like a sign or a mailbox or an area where there just isn't that much shoulder. So be prepared for those types of things too. Also, extra wide farm machinery. Remember, it may take up more than one lane to avoid hitting obstacles like mailboxes and road signs. So be on the lookout for those kinds of things as well. Now, I know we want to pass that farm machinery and get going on our travels, but before you do pass, make sure you check before the machine, check to be sure that the machinery is not making a left turn. So look for the left turn lights or perhaps hand signals. Now, if the machinery slows and pulls toward the right side of the road, the operator is likely preparing to make a wide left turn. Also, sometimes to make a right turn with wide equipment, the driver sometimes must fade to the left as well. Very similar to driving on the road with semi-tractor trailers when they're especially in town and have tighter quarters to work around. Also, make sure to determine if the road is wide enough for both you and the machinery to safely share if you decide to pass. Look for roadside obstacles like mailboxes, bridges, road signs, things that may have to cause that machinery to move more to the center of the road. And then also, of course, be sure there is adequate distance for you to safely pass. Now, rural road rage can be negated if everyone takes the responsibility to have extra patience, careful driving habits, and use high-visibility markings and lightings. We all know that we're going to be sharing the road at some time during harvest season with others. Others that are driving slow-moving tractors, different types of farm machinery, so be prepared for that and watch closely. Now, some other harvest safety tips as well that don't necessarily have to do with the road. There are other issues there, too. Like, for example, during harvest, farmers must be aware of the increased potential for fatigue and inattentiveness that can increase the possibility of injury when using farm equipment. Farm workers need to know the hazards of flowing grain and how to prevent a grain entrapment situation as well. There are also farm equipment safety issues. For example, thoroughly inspect the farm equipment before it's used. In some cases, some of it may not have been used for a year. Decrease fatigue by shutting machinery off and walking around at least once every hour. Stay hydrated. Maintain your awareness. And when you're transporting machinery on roads, have these items in place. A spotter, reflectors, a slow-moving vehicle sign, flags on items that stick out. Most accidents and injuries that involve equipment occur while machinery is in operation. Idle machinery, though, can also be dangerous to workers. It is important to take care when doing a pre-harvest inspection, making sure that the basic safety checks are all in place. And these are some important steps to follow during that machinery maintenance. Before working on equipment, make sure the machinery is turned off and in park or neutral with the parking brake engaged. A tractor with a front loader or any other accessories that can be raised may need to be lowered to ensure machine balance. Also, wait a few minutes after turning off that farm equipment to make sure all parts have completely stopped moving. And always, you want to refer to the manufacturer's manual before performing any maintenance. And then there are those grain bins. When grain is being unloaded from the bottom of a bin, the grain flows downward from the top center. That creates a funnel effect. If a worker is on top of the grain in a bin being unloaded, they can be pulled into the flowing grain within seconds, likely rendering them helpless and possibly causing suffocation. So anyone who works with grain, whether it's loading, unloading, moving it to another bin, they need to know about the hazards of flowing grain and how to prevent a grain entrapment situation. So if you must enter a bin, it's really important to follow certain safety precautions, like shutting off and locking all unloading equipment before you enter the bin. When possible, ladders should be installed inside grain bins as emergency exits. Avoid entering the bin when possible. A long pole can be used to break up crusted grain instead of having a worker enter the bin. Grain that has crusted can cover open spaces, which will likely not support the weight of a person. Wear a harness that's attached to a properly secured rope. Stay near the outer wall of the bin. If the grain starts to flow, move to the bin ladder or safety rope as quickly as possible. Never enter a bin alone. Have at least one person stand outside the bin who can help should you become entrapped. It's best to have two people available that are properly trained to follow all safety procedures for entering the bin. Wear a dust filter or a filter respirator when working in a grain bin, especially while cleaning. And don't allow children to play in or around grain bins, wagons, or truck beds. Let's make it as safe a harvest season this year as we possibly can, both on the farm and on the roadways here in the area. Have yourself a good, profitable and safe harvest.